My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi guys, today I have with me Tracy Rinaldo, who is in my Design Suite program. She is one of the Canadians in our program, which is so incredibly fun. Tracy is, we'll talk about some of the things she's focusing on right now. But what I think you're going to love about Tracy's story is that she is so energetic for just for design, for crafting, for making, for being creative. So I'm so excited to have Tracy on. Welcome, Tracy.
Thanks, Karina.
All right. So let's get started with you're in your craft room right now. And I would love to hear first of all, how did you find me? I'm always fascinated by that. And then second of all, what made you decide that you were going to take the leap and you were ready to do something big for yourself?
So my journey has kind of been long and twisted. I've been a creative all my life. I just never followed it. So a few years ago, I was teaching my daughter to sew. I started in handmade stuff. And I said to my daughter, well, what fun is sewing if you don't make anything? So we made a hair bow. So this whole thing started with a hair bow. And we went to a little craft show, but I couldn't let her just sell a hair bow. So I took a bunch of things that I was sewing. And then after that, I was like, I would really love to transition from what I'm doing now to being creative full time. And just because this is where my heart is. And so I didn't know where to go, what to do. I just had my little small business side. But I knew I couldn't replace my income with handmade stuff. I just didn't have enough time in the day. So I started pivoting and trying to figure out what I could do, because I do all the things, and I'm a techie geek, but I'm creative. So blending technology with crafting is kind of like my joy. And so I took a few courses. I don't even know how I found you, but I think you're like my fairy god sister. I have to say god sister, because you're definitely not my mother. We're probably similar age. So you're like my fairy god sister, because somehow you just appeared. And then I started looking into it, and I was a little bit hesitant, because I'd been in other online courses and it was just like so many people, so busy. You put a message in the chat, no one ever sees you, responds to you. It's very disjointed. And so I ended up in your boot camp. I signed up for the boot camp, and I put a little feeler out. I put a message into the chat and you acknowledged me. I was like, what? She acknowledged me personally? And then, you were just like, you're always responsive. You're always engaged. So I had a look at what you had to offer, and I'd been floundering. Like, I had all the pieces, except it was like my puzzle was missing something. And the missing something was like getting things, like selling things and getting it off the ground that way. So it was just a bonus that your courses are amazing. So I'm in Design Suite in the Mastermind, and there are a zillion courses and everything. Like, I seriously can do everything you've got. It's just, I need more time.
Everybody tells me that. I'm like, it's meant to take you some time, right? Just like in my career, it's taken me 16 years to really get to all the things. It wasn't all built in a day. And that's what I love. Tracy is really good at this moment in time. We're kind of focusing on specific things. And those of you who are watching on the YouTube channel, 100% check out how cute, like, all these pets that she's drawn. They are beautiful. They have like a little bit of a Zentangle feel, but they've got like these beautiful intricacies. So let's talk a little bit about like how you ended up in our program doing what you're doing, because you're not actually one of our traditional students. A lot of our students, we really just push only digital, but you do craft fairs and you do all these different things. So you kind of merge the information we have with what you actually already know.
Right. And the big thing is working smarter, not harder, which I'm still trying to figure out, because I still end up working harder. But yeah, so I really do enjoy making the physical products. I do all the things, sewing, embroidery, sublimation, but I also like making the digital stuff as well. I'm sorry, what the question?
You, like, what are you doing right now? Because I know you just got done with a craft fair. We just actually talked about it. And, you know, as you came in, like, what gave you the idea for these, like, animal pet images that you decided to start drawing?
So I really don't know how that ended up coming about, but I'd been working. So I did surface pattern design, and I love patterns. I have like too much fabric that it's just like, yeah, it should be outlawed. My husband doesn't know about 3/4 of that fabric, but I love fabric. So I've been designing patterns, and then I ended up, how did I even end up with my pets? I love animals. So I used to do pet photography, and then that kind of fizzled away. I've done a lot of things that haven't really worked out over the years. But this, I just ended up figuring out, it was like, I like Where's Waldo and I like the Zentangle, and it just came to me. So I started drawing the pets. So I have like, I started with my pets, and then I just, yeah, fused it into this. But I did them digitally, and I'm trying to multi-purpose and reuse my artwork. Like in your program, we talk about multiple streams. So I'm working on getting other streams of income up with those. It's just I'm not at that point yet. So right now I'm doing custom pet portraits for people where I infuse the name of their pet into the design as well. And then I stay true to the pose and the color of the pictures that they send, and then I create the artwork for them.
Isn't that incredible? So she is doing custom stuff, which is totally fine. It's a little bit harder, right? Because you're doing like one-on-one type stuff, but that's not a bad thing. Like, I actually think there's a lot of power in that because you start to realize really what customers want. Is that correct?
And it's always the customer experience is an interesting thing, because I had one that I did, and they were like, the legs don't really look proportional, but because of the perspective of the photo, that's how it looked. But then when it was hand drawn, so I was like, okay, good point. I'll refix that. So rejig it a bit. And then I was like, yep, that was a good call. I'm glad she brought it up, because it just shows me that, okay, I need to really stand back and look at it a little bit too before I put it out there.
I love that. So great. And we've even been talking about, so one of the cool things about what Tracy does is, yes, there's this personal element, but we're also trying to figure out what are other ways that we can make money off of this, right? And so we've had discussions about coloring books. We've had discussions about, you know, being able to put some of these online so that people can customize them in different ways. I think what is really cool about what Tracy's doing is it's so specific. It's highly focused, and she's not just in the digital space, she's in the physical space. So do you want to talk a little bit about craft fairs and what, like, why you decided to go that route?
Well, that's kind of where I started with the craft fairs and doing, because I do custom vendor aprons. I did shopping cart covers for babies, and so I've started off in that handmade world, and then I figured just to get out there and try and really put it out there, because I'm the one that's responsible for getting me out there. No, I can't. It's not your job, and you're just here to guide me. And so the only one that's going to get me out there is me. So I'm actually pretty introverted and pretty shy, and so it's taken every ounce of everything that's inside of me to do it. But I made posters, and I went and put them up in community areas, and there's like a local farm supply store. They have like a community board. I put it up there, went to the mailbox, put it up there. So I've been really working hard to put it out there. And then the craft shows, well, while I was at one with my daughter, because she has her little handmade business section, and I had just taken the pet portrait stuff to see how it went, I was actually approached by the Toronto Pet Expo in Canada. And they do a Christmas show, and the girl, she was an event coordinator, and she said, "We would love to have you. We think this is perfect because it's an animal inclusive, because it's not just dogs, it's dogs, cats, birds, reptiles, everything." And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." I'm like, "I can't even believe I didn't think of that." But so that's what I went to, and it was a phenomenal experience. And there was so much. I like the feedback because everyone's like, they see it and it just gives me an idea of whether I'm on the right track or not.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Everything, you guys, if you're not learning from this, I'm dying, because what Tracy's talking about, so many people kind of forget about in the early, I know I've forgotten about some of this in my early stages of owning certain businesses. There is a lot more like where you're like pushing out there, like trying to meet people, trying to figure out what they really want, being seen at different shows. These things are hard. And especially if you're introverted, which believe it or not, I actually am too, they actually take up a lot of energy, a lot of time, but I have never been to a show that I didn't feel like it was worth it. And sometimes it's not necessarily because I made a lot of money. Sometimes I actually like went negative, but it's because I met the right person that then went on to make me money. And I think that's kind of, Tracy and I were discussing a couple of people that she met at the recent show. I think that is one of the benefits that Tracy has for doing what she's doing. Are you feeling that way, Tracy?
I am. Like every show that I do, I take something away from it. Like my table display the first time I did was 100% different than it was when I just went out there. And every person I talk to, I take something away. Even just figuring out my spiel and how to say things. And because I've got my website too, and I've been trying to work on that. I'm not the greatest at building a website, and trying to piece it together. Yeah. I've been trying to piece it together in the sales section and stuff. So even just like working on the spiel and how to say it and answering questions that people have, you don't know what questions they have until you go there. And then it's like, okay, people want to know this, this, and this. So I got to answer these things. So
yeah. I think there's so much power in this, because you're actually getting information faster than if you were on just a platform. One of the problems with platforms is sometimes like we hear crickets, like there's nothing and we don't know why. And then we have no one to ask why, right?
Yeah.
So I think this has been super duper powerful. Tracy has been such a momentous part of our community. In fact, she just won we do badges in our program, and she just won our peer voting award, which is a really big award to get, because it means that so many people in the program voted for her, that she was helpful and kind and did all this stuff. She won our peer award, and she actually won our team award as well for this last quarter. So we're super proud of Tracy and what she's doing. Tracy, how are sales going? Are you starting to get a few sales in and kind of figure that piece out?
Yeah, they're petering in. Like I made a few sales at the show, and I did get a couple of sales through my, because I do have some patterns and SVG stuff just sitting on my Etsy shop. I haven't paid too much attention to it just because I've been focused on this lately, but I've had a couple sales there. So I think I've had maybe 11 sales on Etsy, and then a few more have just come in through here. But I'm also working on some people I've met at the show. That there was someone that was brand new to business, so they didn't have a logo, they didn't have anything else. So I've been doing some work with that, and I have a little I put their logo together. I'm just going to sublimate it on something so that they can see it.
So cute.
They gave me like a picture, and then the picture of the dog. And so I just kind of pieced it together and did their design with that. So I'm trying to get some freelance work and just like pay some bills.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the things I really do like in our program, is that Tracy is learning how to design well. And then of course she can submit for workshops, like whatever's going on with her stuff, her SEO and stuff. So even though, listen, you guys, like she said, 11 sales, like when 11 sales is SVG, sometimes it's really, really cheap. Tracy does have a way more expensive item. So because of that, I'm like, 11 sales, these are big items. And when we do bigger items, like her custom portraits, do we have a high end, low end on this? We shouldn't give the low end. We'll say what the high end of one of these custom portraits costs.
It's $97.
So it's almost $100. So these are not cheap things. These are not $1 things. And that's why I just want to point that out, because sometimes you'll hear someone makes 100 sales of something and it's for 99 cents. And then you'll hear someone else and they make 11 sales. It's like, oh, that was like $100 item. Like things are different based on, and I know she's had kind of a mix here of different sales. So I just wanted you to be aware of that, because I think this is one of the problems promises of really deciding that you're going to go all in, because Tracy's decided she's going to go all in. And so not only is she doing fairs and like breaking even there and maybe even making a little bit of money, but then she's going out of her way to get freelance work, doing whatever she can to garner attention and make money doing it. Tell me, how does that feel? Is it scary? Do you feel happy about it? What's the process there? What's the emotional process there?
I am excited. Like I'm beyond, like, I feel like I'm just a bubble about to burst. It's because I'm at that point. It's like, I feel like I'm getting traction. I feel like I'm at this door that I can't get through. I'm there, I'm knocking, I'm like pushing my way through it, but it hasn't opened yet. And it's like, once that door opens, I feel like I'm just going to get like, yeah. And I feel like my transition to this full-time will be a reality. It's just, it's really hard because like it's a hard point with, my life has been difficult and difficult and difficult. And then it's like, I just keep working towards something better. I want my kids to have me around. I don't want to be working all the time. I want like so much better for my family. And it's like, I just need a little bit more traction to break that through the bubble.
Yeah. And it takes so much more effort than any of us think. That's why you really don't hear any program saying we can make you money in the first 3 months, or like, cause yes, can programs make you money? We can, we do, but it's just like, I'm always like, it's not going to be big money. Like wait 3 years, because what it is building, 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 building. And then I love when Tracy is saying, like, she's getting traction and she's almost about to burst. It's because it really does. There's like this breakthrough moment. We see it all the time in our program where like things just suddenly like work. Like we don't know why. It's usually volume of product. It's by like doing the things that they've been doing, but somehow with the time involved, it just rushes forward and suddenly everything just works. It's kind of crazy how that happens. And I know that you've been working towards that and it's been so awesome to see.
Yeah, I know. I started my business in 2022. So I spent that first year and a half just kind of floundering and just kind of not doing much of anything. And then it wasn't until July that I took the boot camp. So at the end of July is when I found you. And since July, it's been a night and day difference. Not that long.
4 months.
Yeah.
What? Is that really true? That's so crazy that it's been 4 months, but surprised me because you are like pushing so hard. And out of curiosity, the year and a half you were doing it by yourself, how much traction versus the 4 months you've been with us?
Yeah, no, it was, I'd go to the shows and I'd hope to break even on my table. And it was just through handmade sales. But for me, it was with the digital stuff, because that's where I needed to be. I knew I could do it. I just lacked the confidence and I don't believe my files are good enough, or I don't believe, like, if I sell you a file and I send it digitally to you, for some reason, I just feel like there's always going to be an issue with it, or it's not going to be right for you. And I just have that fear that it's not right. So the first month and a half, I just had my nose in the books. Like I was doing all the courses, everything I could, finding the ones that fit, that I liked, and that was like down my alley. And then I had my surface pattern design in my back pocket. So I already knew a little bit of Illustrator. I've worked with Photoshop like over the many, many years, ever since like CS3, I think. I'm aging myself now. But I've literally done like all the courses that I can in that time period, that so where I can feel confident in getting it out there.
So interesting to me, because I run into this issue all the time, Tracy, because you're not the only one. Some of our very, very best designers who are making so much money will be like, I don't feel like I'm a designer. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You make money like a designer. You go to shows like a designer. You make sales like a designer. You have high priced products. You have low priced products. It's just very fascinating to me. What do you think helped you develop the confidence? I'm super curious about this.
I think it was a lot of mindset stuff. It's been like, it's been a rocky road for me. Like a lot of though over that last year and a half, there's been like, I've been kind of low. And then it's just been, yeah, just since recently where my confidence has started to go up, probably since Design Suite. It's just, and being able to like, so it's a very lonely journey that being an entrepreneur and just a, like a closet one. Like you don't want to tell anyone you're doing it because I have like failed so many times before at this. Like I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried this, I've tried that. And it's like, how many embarrassments to my family am I going to be? Like I've tried this, it didn't work. Tried this, it didn't work. So yeah, there's been a lot of like really low point. And so it's very lonely and not having anybody. Like, you know the stuff, you still do the stuff. So having you, it's like, I want a little Karina just to hang out on my shoulder. I wish they made pet Karinas and I could just carry around with me everywhere.
So many good discussions too about stuff that you're doing. And it is surprising. I think that you have to live it in order to give advice about it. That's the thing I've decided, because 10 years ago, I couldn't have given the advice I give now because I didn't deal with distribution. Like some of the things we've been talking about is distribution, possibly getting some bigger deals that are kind of coming her way. And I was like, you know, I remember when we got the Nordstrom deal and it took 4 months to nail down that deal. And it's like, you think that things are just going to come easily. You're just going to sign the paperwork. You're going to make the thing. You're going to do this. And so much of the time, you really actually don't know what the process looks like. So it's like by living the process of being a designer, being a design business owner, you start to figure out like what works, what doesn't work, how the industry works. We actually just had a chat about this. Can we talk about the zoo? Like you've been kind of looking at zoos, which is brilliant, like when she started talking about it. But one of the things Tracy didn't know is that most zoo shops don't manufacture anything. They only buy stuff. And so when she first approached them, she was hoping they would manufacture some stuff. Can we talk a little bit about that, kind of like your mind shift around like the way different entities work?
Yeah. So I have like the artwork, and I figured, I like I said, I didn't know. I thought they just outsourced and put the artwork on things. So I have a whole bunch of different ideas with my artwork, but I went to the zoo with an idea that to put their animals with, because a lot of their animals have special names. A lot of their animals have been around for a while, and whether to raise awareness for the wildlife conservation through like some sort of special feature. I could do artwork of their animals with the custom name in it and do it that way. But when I approached them, it was, yeah, the artwork hasn't done well in the shop. So so it kind of got shut down that way. And then I'd been working on the coloring book because I'm trying to do not only multi-purpose, but I'd like to do some good in the world as well. So with every coloring book I'm doing, I'm donating money to a different animal or a different foundation in part with that. So with my dog coloring book, I'm donating money to the Humane Society, which was, I have a good friend and her daughter, she was 11. She passed away suddenly. She was a huge, I know it was, she's just like, she was like my little crafting buddy. Like she was just like my kindred spirit. She was so creative and she loved the dogs, and she helped out in the Humane Society and she raised money for the Humane Society. So I found it to be a very fitting thing for this coloring book was to donate money to the Humane Society that she was supporting. And then with the zoo animals, I'm going to be doing the coloring book for them, and I'm going to donate money to the Toronto Zoo for their wildlife conservation. And then my daughter was saying, she said, "Mommy, shouldn't we give money to people that are sick?" And I was like, "Oh, that's a good idea." So I said, "Well, you know what? Because these coloring books are more for adults. It's more the like very intricate design. I'm like, if I do designs that are a little bit easier for children, I'll do a children's coloring book. And then I'll give the money to the Sick Kids Toronto, the Children's Hospital in Toronto for the sick kids." So I've got a whole bunch of additions that are going to be following, but
so amazing. Oh guys, I like, honestly, we're about to give you guys Tracy's website so you guys can check into. First of all, I just want to say, if her prices go up, it's because custom at $97 is ridiculous. So if you want to get in on that deal, I highly recommend you contact her sooner rather than later, because as Tracy's work becomes more demanded upon, the supply is lower. I cannot recommend enough. You should go check it out. The second thing is, I love that Tracy's telling you about all the good she does. We do things, I know, in our company that we just don't tell people about. And it's because so many designers really do want to do things and donate in ways that will help and serve the people around you. And I love that Tracy's telling you about some of the things she does. We hear about people in the program who does stuff. We have done stuff before. Our program has supported some amazing causes, and we don't do a ton of shout outs, mostly just because we just do it because we really want to help, or because we think that this particular thing that we're doing will be easy and purposeful for whatever foundation we're working for. So I love that Tracy is telling you guys about this. 100%, you should go support her and what she's doing. It's amazing, especially if you have a pet that you would like for anything. I think we're going to probably try to get this up on YouTube sooner than it will end up being on the podcast. So if you're trying to get something in time for Christmas, we'll try to get this up sooner than later so that you guys can see it. Tracy, if people want to find out more about what you're doing, the foundations you're supporting, as well as be able to order artwork, can you give us a great website that they can get a hold of you?
So my website's www.thecraftedacre.ca. The coloring book, the dog one, is available on Amazon, and it's also available on my website. I am in Canada, but the coloring book's available on Amazon all over the world. Yes. And the other ones will be posted on Amazon as well.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. We're going to give you guys the links to that in our show notes. I really hope you go check out Tracy. And if you have been wanting to learn more about how Design Suite can help you, you can go check out a design bootcamp at KarinaGardnerCourses.com/designbootcamp. We can't wait to see you. We hope that you are a story like Tracy and you're doing all this amazing good in the world and that you are just fired up to create a design business. Thanks so much, Tracy, for being on. And go ahead.
It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Good time together. And we will see you guys all very soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.